Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, where we break down stocks in plain English so you can make smarter investing decisions. Today, we're diving deep into U.S. Bancorp, ticker USB, one of the major players in the banking sector. Let's kick things off with a quick overview of where the company stands right now. U.S. Bancorp has been showing solid momentum lately, with shares up over 9% in the past month and nearly 40% over the trailing year. That's outpacing a lot of the broader market noise and putting it on the radar for both momentum and value investors. At its core, U.S. Bancorp operates as a diversified financial services holding company headquartered in Minneapolis. It serves millions of customers through consumer and small business banking, wealth management, investment services, and payment solutions like the Elavon platform. With about 70,000 employees and a network of thousands of ATMs, the bank focuses on delivering everything from everyday checking accounts to sophisticated corporate payments across North America. CEO Gunjan Kedia has been steering the ship toward technology investments and integrated commerce tools while maintaining a strong emphasis on customer relationships built over more than a century and a half. Breaking down the revenue picture, the latest full-year numbers show three main engines driving the top line. Wealth management and investment services brought in roughly $12 billion. Payment services contributed about $9.7 billion, and consumer and small business banking added another $8.9 billion. That mix highlights how USB isn't just a traditional lender anymore. It's leaning into fee-based businesses that can provide more stable income streams even when interest rates shift. On the earnings front, the company has been steadily improving. Full-year 2025 net income reached $7.6 billion, up nicely from the prior year, with diluted EPS climbing to $4.61. Return on equity sits around 12.5%, and the bank continues to deliver consistent profitability even as it navigates a higher rate environment. Analysts are watching key metrics like net interest margin and loan growth closely for the upcoming quarter, and the track record suggests USB has a good shot at beating expectations again. Management commentary from the first quarter call emphasized disciplined expense management alongside targeted investments in technology and marketing. They highlighted resilience in core deposit gathering and the ongoing expansion of the payments business, while staying mindful of economic uncertainty and potential regulatory changes. The tone was measured but constructive, focusing on long-term positioning rather than short-term heroics. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, total assets have grown steadily to around $692 billion, supported by a solid equity base of $65 billion. The dividend yield hovers near 3.3%, making USB attractive for income-focused investors, and free cash flow generation has remained healthy enough to support both shareholder returns and organic growth initiatives. For valuation, we're using a price-to-book approach because that's the most appropriate lens for a mature bank like this. Discounted cash flow models aren't ideal here, since banks manage deposits and loans rather than traditional free cash flows, so PB and forward PE multiples give us a clearer picture. The model puts fair value somewhere in the low 70s, with the stock trading around $65, that suggests it sits a bit below our rough fair value zone. Key drivers include an adjusted PB target of 1.3 times and a forward PE around 12.5, reflecting the bank's mature growth profile and industry dynamics. Of course, changing assumptions around growth rates or multiples can move that number quite a bit. So if you want to test your own inputs, head over to our intrinsic value calculator on marketsnap.com. Turning to the strengths and weaknesses, USB benefits from diversified revenue streams, strong brand recognition, and consistent dividend growth. On the flip side, it faces typical banking pressures from interest rate sensitivity, regulatory scrutiny, and competition from both traditional peers and fintech disruptors. Opportunities lie in expanding payments and wealth offerings, while threats include economic slowdowns that could pressure loan quality. Recent performance has been constructive, with double-digit gains across the 3, 6, and 12-month windows. The stock has held up well relative to the diversified banks industry, though shorter-term moves will likely hinge on interest rate signals and quarterly results. My take is that USB looks reasonably attractive here for long-term holders who want a mix of dividend income and moderate upside. It's not screaming cheap, but the valuation gap versus our model estimate leaves a little room for appreciation if execution stays on track. I'd keep an eye on credit trends and deposit costs in the coming quarters. All in all, U.S. Bancorp remains a steady compounder in the financial sector with a proven ability to adapt. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped. Subscribe for more stock deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.